Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley's closely watched efforts to improve the city's troubled public schools are at a crossroads. The school district has drawn national attention for its efforts to end the promotion of students who aren't ready for the next grade and for its tough summer school program. But there's concern that progress, in the form of higher test scores, may have stalled. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports the pressure is on, both for the school system's top officials and for its students.
This is the week that most Chicago elementary schools will hold graduation ceremonies for their 8th grade students. Some will not graduate because of their scores on standardized tests. If their scores don't improve after mandatory summer school, many students may flunk. The stakes are just as high at the top of the nation's third largest school district. Mayor Richard M. Daley's 6-year experiment, which had shown steady progress, seems to have slowed down. This year, high school reading and elementary math scores fell for the first time in 5 years, and last month, the head of the school board resigned. The stalled progress has clearly frustrated Mayor Daley, who has called for school officials to think outside of the box.
The whole fundamental problem in the schools are reading, lack of reading skills. I mean, you've seen that. You see the numbers. Go look at the numbers at each school, elementary and high school. It's the lack of reading.
Daley took control of the school 6 years ago, calling for major reforms and appointing 2 people to lead the changes. One of them, Gary Chico, announced his resignation as school board president last month, citing the rigors of the job. The tension between City Hall and the school administration is clearly evident. Mayor Daley has indicated he wants change, and Chief Executive Officer Paul Vallis says he's also thought about leaving. The legendary workaholic talked about it in his office, gulping down soup as he took a quick break between meetings with protesters and his staff.
Well, you caught me at a bad moment because I'm beat. Yeah. So I'm beat. You know, the what I've been facing, you know, I was really thinking of hanging it up this year, but I had to do a couple more things.
Those things include crafting a 4-year budget, planning to hire more teachers by cutting 16% of the district's administrative staff, and completing what Vallis calls the evolution of the district's promotion policy. Under it, students who are close to the test score cutoffs can be promoted if they attend summer school, have good grades, and teachers believe they will do well in the next grade level.
We needed to buy ourselves time to, you know, revamp the curriculum, impose standards, phase in a college preparatory curriculum requirement for all of our high school students, even those who are taking vocational technical education. So now it's 5 years later. You know, much greater trust in the grades.
While Vallis is feeling the pressure, so are the district's 400,000 students.
Good morning.
At John D. Shoup Elementary School on Chicago's far south side, Principal Lee Brown walks the hallways and greets students in classrooms. Eighth graders William Reddick and Jennifer Fair said they had been anxious while awaiting their test scores.
It had my life on the line, my future.
It was real important because this mattered if we graduated and I didn't go to another school, and I was like real scared.
In her office, Brown says her students have made significant increases in reading and math since the ban on social promotions. Math scores have quadrupled. Nearly half the students now perform at or above grade level. Reading scores are less impressive at 26% at or above the national norm. But Brown says she and teachers recognize they still have a long way to go.
We want them to do well. They want to do well, but if they can't, then they are retained.
The focus on test scores above all else is wrong-headed, a lot of critics say. Don Moore is executive director of Designs for Change, a school's watchdog group. He says children are drilled on the tests. The tests don't address academic standards the student should know, and Form L, one version of the Iowa Test of Basic Skills, has been used 6 times over the years.
When teachers have 6 different chances to look at these tests, even if they don't make copies of them, there's a tremendous amount of research that shows that over time, the scores will go up primarily because teachers have a much better idea of what's on the test.
School officials brush aside that concern. Ironically, one school research group, which has tracked the use of the Iowa test, says the reason why Chicago test scores may have even dipped this year is because they generally do when Form L is used. It's tougher than other versions. Melissa Roderick, the co-director of the Consortium of Chicago School Research, says her organization has found there are benefits to the test and the ban on social promotion.
It clearly
makes teachers pay more attention to low-achieving kids. It has made the school system give a lot more extra support for low-achieving kids. So we have a major and an expanding after-school initiative aimed at getting students extra support and extra time. We have the Summer Bridge Program, which has been a central part of this initiative.
The consortium says Chicago's testing and promotion policy seems to have addressed one set of problems, but now there are even more pressing ones. Problems like how to keep students who are held back from dropping out of school, or what to do about a looming teacher shortage. Whether Paul Vallis will be the one leading those new efforts will be an issue he'll address, he says, after the school year ends in a few weeks. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.